Good afternoon. We'll continue with scattered showers off and on through the remainder of the day as a warm front approaches from the south. Out ahead of and even behind the front, a southerly wind will continue to blow at about 10 to 20 miles per hour with gusts to 30 miles per hour, ushering in milder air. And temperatures will climb just about everywhere, at least into the upper 40s and lower 50s, with some mid-50s possible as well if we have enough time during the afternoon with dry weather. We'll be in that warmer sector of air tonight and will maintain the chance of showers for the overnight period along with that southerly wind. We'll also have areas of fog overnight as temperatures dip back into the 40s. Showers to start the day tomorrow, but a cold front associated with the same storm system will push through early in the day. This will start a drying trend by mid to late morning in central and eastern New York, and the dry air will move through New England for the second half of the day. We'll even have gradually clearing skies from west to east during the afternoon tomorrow, and we could even go back to some sunshine, which will help push temperatures into the lower 50s as the wind flips around to the west and maintains its strength at about 15 to 20 miles per hour. High pressure will build in for the day on Wednesday with mostly sunny skies. We'll be back into the lower to mid-50s. At this point, we'll watch a ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere establish itself over the region. Initially, it looked like we may get undercut by a little trough of low pressure, and that's still in the offing, but it looks weaker now, which will mean the weather should stay dry for the rest of the week and into the weekend with a warming trend. We'll go for highs in the mid to upper 50s on Thursday and Friday and into the 60s over the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of southeastern Oklahoma, northeast Texas, southwestern Arkansas, and northwestern Louisiana. A southerly low-level flow will continue to transport Gulf moisture northward, and dew points in the mid-60s are expected across this region by midday. The cold front is expected to sag southward from near the Red River in northwest Texas to central parts of Arkansas by this evening. This front, along with any outflow boundaries from overnight thunderstorms, will be one focus for periodic thunderstorm development. Additional thunderstorms may develop in the vicinity of the triple point and along the dry line in moist confluent flow over eastern Texas. While this flow in the lowest levels of the atmosphere will be modest, deep layer shear will favor supercells and moderate to strong instability will support very large hail. Along the cold front, numerous storms are expected, and the convective mode may be a quite bit messy with a potential for a mix of supercells and clusters. All severe hazards are possible with primarily hail and wind reports likely with the possibility of a few tornadoes. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 91 degrees at Dryden and Zapata, Texas, to a low of 4 below zero at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy and breezy with showers in the mid-50s, Boston, cloudy and breezy, a few showers in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo, cloudy, breezy with rain and fog, and highs right around 50 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 56 degrees, the average low, 36. The record high, 82, set in 2011 and in 1945, and the record low, 20, in 1874. Sunrise this morning was at 6:20 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:33 p.m., 13 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with rain and some wet snow, with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. More rain tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy with showers today and highs in the mid-50s. More rain tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with showers today and highs in the lower 50s. More rain tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, Cloudy and breezy with showers today and highs in the lower to mid-50s. More rain tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy and breezy with showers today, highs in the lower to mid-50s. More rain tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the lower to mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, showers in the morning, then dry with increasing sunshine late in the day from west to east, highs in the lower 50s. Mostly sunny and pleasant Wednesday, lower to mid-50s. Mid-50s with a mix of sun and clouds Thursday and Friday. And mostly sunny over the weekend with high temperatures back into the 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.